I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, should rugby be the next sport to shoulder its way into the hearts and minds of U.S. fans? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Bill.
This week, FIFA suspended President Sepp Blatter for 90 days. Michel Platini, who had hoped to be the next FIFA president, has also been suspended, along with FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valky. Being a FIFA higher-up is an occupation that's gone from cushy and well-compensated to downright dangerous.
Yeah, well, I was going to say cushy to indicted.
His suspension ends 5 days before the FIFA presidential election. What are the odds he jumps up and says, I'm back?
3 weeks before the election, I guarantee you, you'll hear rumblings about the the outsider underdog campaign being waged by repentant thief Sepp Blatter.
Nobody else can do the job. Charlie, as we discussed last week, September was the first month in 6 years wherein an NFL player was not arrested, but that doesn't mean that Greg Hardy of the Dallas Cowboys still can't say some stupid and offensive stuff.
Well, right? He continues to, actually. He talked about coming out with quote-unquote guns blazing when in his domestic violence complaint, he apparently threw his girlfriend down on, as described in the complaint, a sofa full of automatic weapons. Mm-hmm. And then he started spooning after Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, in kind of a grotesque way, and he was excused by his owner, Jerry Jones, who's also a boor, who kind of mumbled some things about Elizabeth Taylor and then left the scene.
In college sports news, preliminary results are in regarding the recent NCAA rule change that has enabled universities to feed athletes all they can eat anytime they want to eat it. This is a pretty expensive new rule, isn't it?
Yes, there's a food budget at Ohio State now of $1.5 million, which is double what it was a year ago. That's a lot of chips and dip.
It is a lot of chips and dip. UCLA linebacker Miles Jack, who has an excellent football name, has decided to drop out of school and enter the 2016 NFL draft because he's tired of seeing, quote, other people make money off his likeness and his name. Say, if other college athletes follow Mr. Jack, maybe that's what changes everything in college sports.
Yeah, when your season ends with a knee injury, you have a lot of time to contemplate exactly how much of a sucker you've been. Let us say for the record, by the way, that Miles Jack is not only a great football name, it's simply a great name.
It is.
It's a great name for a rock and roll star, terrific name for a pirate. It's a great name.
I'm partial to any names that can be reversed.
Like no, Jack Miles. Jack Miles sells you insurance. Miles Jack steals your treasure.
On Thursday, a class action lawsuit was brought against DraftKings and FanDuel, accusing the fantasy sports websites of fraud, negligence, and false advertising. How do you see this playing out, Counselor?
I think the current business model of daily fantasy football is going to be drastically rejiggered over the next 4 or 5 years. This is a monumental piece of insider trading that the guy from DraftKings got caught profiting from. The federal government's looking into it now. The New York State Attorney General's office is looking into it now. Something's going to change, and there are going to be regulations dropped on this. I mean, the thing should have been classified as gambling from the start.
On Tuesday night, the Astros beat the Yankees in the American League wildcard game. Jessica Mendoza called that game for ESPN and became the first woman to call a nationally televised baseball game. The Twitterverse reveals that some male fans didn't like that at all. They didn't like hearing a woman call baseball. She is about as thoroughly qualified as anybody could be to do this and did just fine, right?
Yeah, I thought she did. I honestly don't notice game announcers unless they're really, really bad. If they're really, really average, I don't notice them. If they're very good, I take some notice. I think a lot of the intense criticism Mendoza's gotten is because people are waiting to bring, conservative superhero Curt Schilling back to the booth.
History was made in the Toronto Blue Jays' loss to the Texas Rangers in Game 1 of the ALDS, in which David Price became the first Major League pitcher to lose his first 6 postseason starts. He may now be the only player in Major League Baseball to hope that his team never makes the postseason again.
He's having a tough time, as are the Blue Jays.
And he's good.
He's really good. He was terrific this season. He's worth every dime they paid him. But I really like Toronto because, as I said, I think I said last week, I'm a very basic baseball fan. I just like to see people hit the baseball a long ways. It was pretty much as bad an opening game as you can have.
And we have to, in all honesty, acknowledge that Price is looking forward to his next start.
Yes, which will be Wednesday.
Right. The NHL regular season began this week, Charlie, and all eyes seem to be on Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers and Buffalo's Jack Eichel, the top 2 picks in this year's draft. You know, it feels to me like it's been a long time since the hockey world has been so excited about 2 rookies.
Yeah, I mean, since Crosby Ovechkin, I think, was the last semi simultaneous pairing. Eichel, of course, has it much easier. Connor McDavid is being proposed as the next superstar in a team where Wayne Gretzky came up from the minors, in a team in Edmonton that hasn't had anybody like that in an awfully long time. Jack Eichel, the only thing he has to carry is maybe he's the next Gilbert Perreault, which isn't bad, but it ain't being the next Gretzky.
On Monday, San Jose Sharks forward Rafi Torres was suspended for 41 games for his check to the head of Anaheim's Jacob Silverberg. Fifth time Torres has been suspended. How many do you get before they say, go find some other way to make a living?
I have no idea, but Torres apologized and said he was thankful that Silverberg wasn't seriously injured. He's really thankful about that because he might have gotten a lifetime deal if Silverberg had been seriously injured.
And finally, Charlie, you see before you the account of a hockey player who scored 7 goals on his 63rd birthday. Yikes, even Gordie Howe couldn't have done that, could he? Who is this ageless champ?
It's Vladimir Putin, Bill.
Oh.
I don't even know what you call him, president, I guess, or something of the...
All the Russias.
Of all the Russias, exactly. And he scored 7 goals against people who were obviously terrified to, like, stop any of his shots. I would like to point out, though, that as far as the Athletic Hall of Fame for authoritarian madman dictators, still well up the track behind the late Kim Jong-il, mm-hmm. who once shot an 18 for 18 holes.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Spasiba, Bill.